Hey, what's up, Bailcast listeners? Welcome to another episode. I am Gio.
And I'm Bart. And you know what I miss doing with you?
Sex? Dates?
Okay, let me get a list. I actually have it ready. I have like 50 things.
You don't.
No, I'm just kidding.
I knew it.
No, but I do miss having sex more often. That's number one. Let's talk about that. And then also, I think watching and binging on TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love it when, like, there's something with a really good story. And I think maybe there's only four that we've ever really, like, dove into. Yeah, dove into. I think it started off with Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah.
Then it was it Game of Thrones?
Yep.
And then Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Euphoria.
Oh, Euphoria. And also Ozark. So five.
Ozark.
But I do miss like a storyline, something that lasts multiple seasons and it's riveting. And I remember when Taika was like maybe a year or two old and we're going through the whole Game of Thrones thing.
When
like,
we had a life? When it was just us two? When it was beautiful?
Then Taika's already born, right?
Oh, okay.
But like,
I'm just kidding.
We were so tired, but we still like at night, as soon as we put them to sleep, we look at each other and like, we're going to watch Game of Thrones. Hell yeah. And even though we would turn it on and it would take like 15 minutes before we knocked out. So one episode lasts us like Monday through Thursday. It was still really, really fun.
Damn, you did some quick math. Monday through Thursday. So that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's four. You said 15 minutes each. That's 30. That's an hour. Fuck, you work really fast math.
Really? You don't know that 60 breaks down into four 15s?
I mean, yeah, but I'm just trying to be creative right now.
Yeah.
So I would have just been like, I would just throw something out because I don't want to think logically. I just want to feel shit.
Oh.
But that's really fucking fast math.
Maybe that's how I am creative. Maybe I'm creative logically. I'm logically creative.
Maybe. I've seen the sun you drew. I don't think you're very logically creative all the time.
That was very logical. You don't remember the sun?
Oh, because it was a big ass circle?
Well, I drew grids all the way across. I gridded the whole thing up.
Oh, man. Maybe you're not really that
creative. That's why the elbow that's on this side is exactly the same. It's symmetrical to the elbow on this side.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, the painting that we did for Father's Day, that was very free flowing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I did. I made you pick colors.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
But I guess I do like try to search for some kind of balance. So if there's like an empty space, I would like throw a little bit more color there. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of overwhelming over here. Throw some light color.
Yeah,
there.
That's cool. That's so creative.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I miss watching TV with you. I think right now it's just been so stressful because literally the world is just 2020 is just survive.
Yeah.
It's not be creative. It's not expansion, at least not for the masses. It's not expansion.
Some companies are killing it.
Oh, yeah. Bezos is fucking like... fucking laughing all the way to the bank. He owns like 10 banks.
Yeah, not even just them. Some of our friends too. Some of our friends got some businesses that are killing. Shout out to you guys too.
Yeah, hell yeah. But well, I mean, we're not in the red at all. This is the best year we've ever had. But still, you know, like there's delays. There's just so many things that are happening that causes us to really use up a lot of brain power. So once the day, at least for me, ends, I want to just be stupid. I want to be brain dead. I don't want to hear about problems. I don't even want to watch TV because then I'm like, well, what am I going to watch? Because at least back then it was thoughtless, right? Because it's like, we have this show, it's episodic. So we know what's going to happen.
Why don't we watch Riverdale?
Oh, I've already watched it.
Fine.
I love I'm just Riverdale. Kidding.
I mean, there's a bunch of shows, but just none of them are like woven into the social fabric. You know what I'm talking about?
Your social fabric?
No, of the world.
Oh, where everyone can relate and like, have you seen that?
Yeah, like you go on the street, you go, Jon Snow. Everyone's like, oh, Jon Snow. You know, because it's woven into the social fabric of what's going on.
Yeah.
All the other shows, they're just kind of like, some people like it.
I know what shows everyone's watching right now.
Which one?
Trump drama, Biden drama. Like there's the whole like, all that kind of, like it's just. Like I think politics. Our world right now, yeah, our politics is just one big drama.
You know, I was thinking about politics the other day, and I'm like, man, I wish I had extra time and like I would actually start a new party and create a campaign and like pretend like I'm going to be a politician and call it the healing party. So we can heal between like the left and the right. Because I'm like, man, there's like, I honestly think.
I would still vote for the spaghetti party.
Well, thank you for all the support. But I was thinking, like, you know, I think when you talk about people that are voting and just the common folk of America, I think we all really want the same things. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think anyone wants mass shootings or anything like that, right? And I'm just bringing this up as an example because this is one of, for some reason, I think this is like one of the biggest like political points, and I think it's the stupidest. So, which is the Second Amendment. I love guns, right? Everyone knows that. I was in the military. I was trained with guns. I have guns. But if America banned guns, and there's a clear logical way of showing how by banning guns,
we're better off.
It would completely eliminate all mass shootings. I would give up all my guns in a second. Because to me, that's what my actual final goal is. My goal isn't upholding certain amendments. The result I'm trying to get to is
feeling safe.
Yeah, like what's the actual thing, right? So I think like the problem that's lost right now is all of our amendments, all of our constitutions, those are actually like the method to getting to an ideal life, right? So instead of focusing on what the ideal life is, people are just arguing on the method. And then so like, okay, you have that method, I have this method. And they're focusing on the right way to do it. It's like, there's no right, who cares of what the right way is to cook the steak? Just make a goddamn steak and feed it to people because people need to eat right now, you know? And that's what people are just fighting back and forth. So to me, like the Second Amendment, that's just how you're going to cook the steak. But it doesn't really matter. Let's just feed hungry people.
Yeah. I had this really crazy high thought. Like when I smoke, I get like these really profound thoughts. And obviously I'm high. So yeah. To me, at least they sound really profound. And I've never really said them out loud.
It's quite profound.
I do share them from time to time with you, but sometimes it gets so heady that I feel like I'm solving so many of my own problems and the world's problems that I'm like, oh fuck, this just fucked me up. So one of the thoughts that I had was, because you're talking about politics and you're talking about how there's two sides that are opposing, but really we want the same goal, but like
I think just, honestly, deep down in our hearts, I think we all want the same thing. We just want to feel safe in our neighborhoods. We want to feel like our money that we pay to the on both sides, it's effective.
Yeah.
You know, I think we all, like if you go down the list, like not based off the how, like if you take the amendments and like the Constitution, I don't want to argue that. That's bullshit. You know, like at the end of the day, what does everyone want? And I think generally everyone wants like, I want to be able to buy a house before I'm like 40 or something. Like I think everyone wants the same thing. So if everyone wants the same thing, generally wants the same thing, why don't we focus on that? Let's stop focusing on the right way to get there and let's just focus on getting there.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I think entrepreneurship is so beautiful because it's literally like the left and right are fighting like here like this, right? Like let's say while people are like, should the government pay for public transportation? One person's like, yeah, we should. The other person's like, no, we shouldn't. And they're just fighting back and forth versus like someone's just like, why don't we just turn every personal car into a taxi? And then Uber comes out and they probably solved a lot of transportation issues, you know? So like, I do like the entrepreneurial mindset because it's just like, okay, I'll just skip this fight that you guys are having and I'm just going to actually get to the problem, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, entrepreneurs are problem solvers. They find the problem. They're like, well, how do I capitalize on that problem and make a profit?
Yeah. And then that's why I think I'm going out on a limb here, but I'm pretty sure both people on the right and left use Uber, you know, because it's has nothing to do with the stupid ass politics. It has to do with directly solving the problem. And I think I think that's what we need more of.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure they have drivers, but sure.
What?
The left and the right people. Oh, you're not talking about within politics. You're just talking about people that identify with either party.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. Where like, the person that created Uber, people that ride or drive are probably on the left and right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like, for me, talking about politics and stuff just really fucks me up because then it's like, it's not that simple, right? Because there's just so much corruption, so much side shit that we don't know that I'm always very hesitant to even open up that fucking can of worms because it just makes me really sad because I'm like, oh man, I feel fucking helpless because it doesn't matter what I think about it. Like I don't feel like I have much power in this situation, so I'm just like, I don't know. But going back to my profound thought when I was smoking, this sounds so fucking funny, but and it's not goofy, when I was sitting there and I was like, damn, I don't know what led me down this path, But I was just like, holy shit. Imagine if we didn't have a bunch of the material stuff that we have, right? And like, why do we have so many material things? Some of us have so many material things because there's something lacking in our life, or I mean, other people might just collect, their collectors. I get that. But having all these materialistic things put a lot of us into debt, or it makes us work harder so that we can afford these material things. And it's like, wait, why do we have to work so hard? Like, why do we have to be away from our kids? Or why do we have to have this particular house? Or why do we have to have this car? Why do we have to be in debt? You know, why do we have to have, like, why are we chasing these material objects all the time? Because then I was thinking, imagine if all I chased was being happy and love. If I constantly chased that, and I'm self-sufficient. So I have this land that unfortunately I probably had to get with money or something.
Yeah.
I know it's funny, but so I have this land, and maybe that's the only thing I work for. Just this piece of land where it's just enough for me to have, you know.
I can solve your problems for you right now, but just keep going.
Tell me.
I'll solve it for you.
Oh, okay. Where I'm just very self-sustaining. I do my laundry there. I do minimal gardening just so that I can eat. I might have a couple chickens just so I have egg. I probably would be vegetarian at this point because I'm not about to fucking slaughter some shit. And then, you know, I just live very simply. I think I'd be pretty happy.
We can do that right now. Go to Thailand or Vietnam.
Yeah, we could do that
with the amount of money that we have, and we'd be done with work.
Yeah, and I think that's the part where that now it gets really scary, right? Because now you just shook up my entire world.
Yeah.
Because now I'm like, now I feel like because I'm so used to it, I feel like I need my phone. I feel like I need my computer. I feel like I need Wi-Fi. I feel like I need to stay connected with my family and stuff. Like, I feel like they need to have those things. So then if I remove myself completely and live off the land and get completely off the grid, then I've lost my ancestors. I've lost my connections. I've lost a bunch of stuff because I would be the crazy person that just vanished. And I don't think I'd be happy. You know, so that's that. So when I'm high and I'm thinking that deeply, I'm just like, oh shit, no. Let's pull it back. I'm just going to just stay here.
That's really deep, actually, because I think everyone's trying to figure out the human experience, right? And so the human experience, the one thing that really separates us from animals is our ability to pass down information from one generation to another, right?
And we have the thought of like, who am I?
Yeah. I mean, like, monkeys kind of have that too. You know, they look at themselves and play with themselves and stuff. They kind of have like self-expression. Like they'll draw shit in the sand and stuff. But I think the real biggest thing is the ability to...
Right.
And so they're even saying right now, I think monkeys are just going into the Bronze Age, which means they're able to pass down information. So in 1,000 years, monkeys could be talking. Who knows? You know, like they're actually progressing, which is...
We're about to fucking decimate this planet in 100 years. So true. Good luck, monkeys.
Yeah, but that's... So that's the main human experience, right? Is the passing down of information from one generation to another. Mm-hmm. That's the core human thing. So now as you're trying to seek happiness and you're trying to... the systems that we've created is all to support that, if you think about it, right? From a printing press to a typewriter, to computer, to like being able to write, to now storing everything in a server or cloud somewhere. It's all to support that fact of passing information from one person to another. And now we're able to achieve that in the fastest way we've ever been able to do, right?
Yeah.
So by
in seconds.
So, but that's also this, that same system is what's also like kind of enslaving us from our happiness, right? So if we're trying to chase happiness, and I was like, I'll solve your problem right now, is you take 100 grand, maybe 50 grand even. You know, you can go to a third world country, find a safe part of it in a jungle, make it self-sufficient, live off the land, and you could probably retire. But then that chase of happiness is also kind of removing you from the human experience, because now when you tell your kids or your grandkids about their grandpa, how do you do that? Like, you can't go online. You can't show them those things. The 23andMe, like that super dope data thing that you have, you can't show that to them. Now everything has to be in like your little plastic box that hopefully you brought with you, and you can show them family pictures. And now by unplugging from the system, you just shot yourself back into the 1900s. You know, you're like showing someone a picture, a physical picture. That's some 1900s technology, you know? And then if you have to just go resort back to telling them a story face to face over a campfire, you just shot yourself back into like the medieval times, you know? So it's like, that's the tough that I think, I mean, that's the part that's tough that I think that most people face, where I think they are trying to chase happiness and they want to chase this real meaningful experiences with human, but they also want to hold on to the human experience, which is being able to transfer information and be connected with the world. They kind of go on different sides. And that's like the really like the toughest part. And I think the people that are successful aren't so much the ballers, but someone that's been able to take those two and kind of like merge mm-hmm. them together, which mm-hmm. which is really cool too.
Yeah, it is really cool. And you know what else is really cool?
What?
Our sponsor.
Oh, nice. So I love playing this game because it's so fun and they already have thousands of levels. It's called Best Fiends and that's friends without the R. And because they have thousands of levels, it's constantly stimulating. So if you're traveling, if you're just hanging out, if you're just in your bed, you can play this over and over and over again. And it's a unique and exciting puzzle game.
It sounds like you're talking about when you see me playing it all the time, which is in bed before yeah. I'm about to go to bed and I'm trying to unwind, or when we travel because it doesn't need any sort of internet connection on the plane. I'm literally playing this game.
Yeah, because and all the characters in there are just so cutey looking. So it's just fun to just look at. With over 100 million downloads and tons of 5-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends, y'all.
And we're back. So yeah, that was eventually one of the thoughts that I ended up, that was one of the conclusions I ended up arriving at was.
We're going to move to Vietnam now?
No. Oh. Is that you just have to find that balance. Because I just realized.
What's that balance for you?
The balance for me is creating the life I want to live.
Which is moving to Cambodia?
No. Which is having a savings and being able to feel secure with that. Where I don't have to tap into it, but just in case something happens, my family is set. So I think for me, a savings that I would feel comfortable with might be in the millions, honestly.
Yeah.
But
especially living in America.
Right.
Because it's relative to whatever country you're in.
Right, exactly. But I remember having this thought of being like, fuck, like I'm an entrepreneur. I'm literally doing what I want to do. I don't work for anybody. Nobody tells me what to do. I don't have to check in with anyone. It's really up to my own demise, I guess, if you know, the life I want to live. But as I was thinking that, I was like, fuck, but I'm still kind of a slave to this.
Oh yeah.
Because it's like,
because you're not really living the life you want to live.
I'm not at all.
Because the life you really want to live is like, I mean, I think like your businesses do excite you, but not if it's 8, 10, 12 hours a day.
Exactly.
Maybe if it's 2-4 hours a day.
Well, not even that. So
30 minutes a day?
I don't want any of that. So for me, the life that I want, this is my fantasy life now, yeah. is I've built my businesses. They're self-sustaining now. And now it's just generating cash. So I do want to go in there from time to time and just visit people and appreciate my team. But I don't want to be there all the time. I just want to make sure that their future is set. They can feed their families. They're happy where they're working. And I just get to visit them as people and occasionally get updates or whatever. But I want to be able to spend time with Taika. I want to be able to travel. I want to work on projects that are stupid. I want to work on the stupidest fucking projects. Like I want to learn how to skateboard one day, you know, and just fucking break a leg and not worry about anything and just be like, shit, I broke my leg trying to skate down this half pipe. Isn't that stupid? And that's the shit I want to do. I want to not have to check in constantly with like everything.
Yeah.
You know, like I want to be able to literally just do whatever the fuck it is I want to do. But right now I do feel like I'm kind of a slave.
Yeah. I was talking to one of our staff from Barbell this morning, and then he was asking me like, hey, like how do partnerships work? Because he's just interested, right? And then I was like, oh shit, like I've been in so many partnerships that I don't really think about it. And I was like, well, from my understanding, and this is my own personal experience, like partnerships work, when we're talking about business here, usually it's in like three different categories that I've seen. One obviously is capital. You invest, you put money in, you get percentage of like the business, and that's how you partner. The second one is sweat equity, where you actually put in the work. You don't have the capital. Like for example, if We had a world famous coach that wanted to partner with Barbell. He doesn't have any money.
He coaches.
Phil Jackson, for example. I'm like, I'll coach 8 hours a day and I'll produce a bunch of like NBA prospects that are going to come out of Barbell Brigade.
But I want these shares.
But I want like 10%. Cool. You know, there's sweat equity. And then there's people that come with like irreplaceable resources. So like, you know, for all of our food groups, if someone came in, like right now, we only have 2/3 locations. But if we had like 20 across LA, someone came in and was like, hey, I have a trucking company and I can help move your cups and your napkins and all your food. No cost. I just want, because I'm already going to make these exact same routes. I just want like 10%. That's like a no-brainer. You know, we reduce our costs and we give this guy's percentages. No-brainer. Those are the three things that I can see people partnering. And then as I said that, when we were talking, I'm like, damn, they don't teach you this in school. They don't teach you jack shit in school. Like, I'm like, why the fuck am I learning about Christopher Columbus when there's actual like practical dope shit that you can learn, right? So like the more that I think about that, and I just watched the beginning of this other video talking about like nomadic capitalism that I just stopped because I want to watch it with you. But what he was saying, like his biggest realization was he realized everything he learned in school of how the world is supposed to be. If you want to live a life that you want to live, you actually have to unlearn those things. And it's important to unlearn those things because or else you're just going to be a product of what school made you. And what school is designed to create are people that follow a very specific path. And if that makes you happy, that's awesome.
Yeah, but, that works with a lot of people.
Yeah, but if it doesn't, then you're going to need alternative ways of finding a method to reach your happiness. And I'm like, oh, shit. So that made me go like...
So I guess rephrase it then, because school does teach you shit, but it just wasn't good for you.
I don't know if anyone really got truly happy learning about Christopher Columbus.
I mean, but you're learning about Christopher Columbus in like elementary school.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Because even at elementary school, right? You could go like...
I think it's important to learn your history though.
I think so, but I think how it's framed is important, you know? Like, do you think a kid like, hey, did you know if someone built a castle, technically you can have your name on the castle? And they're like, what? That cool castle? How? Well, one, you can say, hey, for your next castle, I'll bring you more sand. Now it's Taika and Bart's castle. Oh, cool. You know, or yeah. Like, or just listen to him and he'll give you all the directions to build the castle and you do all the castle. And you yeah. teach him like these same concepts in a very elementary form.
Yeah, I think with at least public schooling, because I don't know any other, I don't know details about other styles of schooling because I didn't go through that. But I think public school is a very generalized curriculum because you do have different people from all walks of, you know, different ethnicities, different backgrounds, different education levels, different, I don't know, capacities. And you just have to give them a generalized curriculum, right? Because what you're saying is for someone that's more inclined to be entrepreneurial. But what about the ones that are not? Not everyone is made to be an entrepreneur.
I actually think everyone is inclined to be something.
Absolutely. But that's what I'm saying.
And that's so, the tough part where it's finding like everyone's personal needs. That's very difficult.
That's why I'm saying that public schooling makes it general because they don't have the funding. They don't have the resources. Yeah. Maybe they don't want to. I don't know the real reasons, but that's why they have to give you this generalized curriculum because there's so many different personality
types. It's a solution, but I don't think it's a good solution.
It might not be. I mean, obviously it's not, right? Yeah. Because I think that's now where the rich kind of have that privilege to have private tutors because it's like, oh, my child excels in this thing and I want them to keep hitting that note because that's who they are.
Or not even just the rich, but the aware too.
True.
Because some people like... They might not be like in one of our buddies, Jacob, right? Like he might not be the richest guy, but he's very aware and he's really understanding of the world. So through the way that he teaches, I'm not even worried about what public, private, whatever school his kids go through, because he's going to just nurture interests. People that have the time and the awareness to nurture interests and not suppress them, I think they're going to produce successful kids.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's like really important is just being able to like read and find out what it is that makes people tick and help push them that way.
Yeah, I think that's why. So I guess I wouldn't blame the school. I wouldn't say you don't learn shit in school. I would just say that parents really need to be aware of you know, who their kid is.
Yeah.
And it's hard, right? Because this thing is generational, and it's like where, like, you would have to, you yourself would have to break that generational cycle and be very attuned and attentive with your kid and yourself, really.
Yeah.
So that you can recognize these patterns.
You know, I had a thought when I was a kid, and I wish they taught history to me like this, and I never understood why they didn't teach history like this. So I think I had this thought when I was like in fifth grade, and I was learning, I think, about one part of the world, and I'm like, but what's going on the other side of the world at that time? Did you ever think like that?
I don't remember back then.
Like, I'll be like, okay, Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492, right? I'm like, okay, cool. I get that. But
China had already done that.
But 1492 exists like in a 360 yeah. degree of the globe, right? I'm like, what were the Egyptians doing in 1492? What's China doing in 1492? What are Antarcticans doing in 1492?
Yeah, you do learn that, but I think it's, I mean, you're not learning that in fifth grade.
But so that's the problem where I couldn't piece history together because we're learning about a section of a person and then that's it. And then you just kind of move on and like, that's not important. For me, I'd rather learn that time, what the whole world is going through at that time. Cause that's more, that's more applicable to how real life is, right? Yeah. Cause in real life, when we're going through quarantine right now, we're all going through it together, right? When we have like, when Tesla invented when Tesla came out with the electrical car, we all have that together. We don't go, all right, from 2010 to 2015, we're only going to care about China. From 2015 to 2020, we're only going to care about Argentina. That's not how the world operates.
Yeah.
So it was always weird to me as a kid that we learned history that way.
Yeah. Well, it's not weird when you really think about having pride in your country, right? Because it's like, as a little kid, you're getting conditioned to have pride in your country. Like we were, I don't know if they still do this now in school, but we were pledging allegiance to the flag, you know, and like we were thanking God, you know, for like this beautiful country. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think you should be appreciative of the country that, you know, takes care of you, however they do. But there should be some sense of pride of that. But in elementary and maybe in intermediate or middle school, you learn U.S. history. But then in college, then you learn world history, and then you learn. And then depending on what your major is going to be, you start really getting a little bit more micro with that. But I, that's why it made sense to me, because I'm like, oh, okay, we're pledging allegiance to the flag. I'm supposed to be, you know, all about the USA. I get why I need to learn my roots.
Yeah, it didn't make sense to me at all.
Oh, I see.
Just because like you learn about the world even in elementary school, and I just couldn't piece any of it together, because I didn't see like how, what was the significance of like, because history is time based, right? Like
yeah.
There's at the bottom of, I remember my social studies book, there's always a timeline. It'll be like 1200, right? And like in 1200s, for some reason, you're only learning about knights and stuff, and like the dark ages or the medieval times, you're only learning about that. I'm like, but what about the, what were the other people doing over here? What are these people doing over here? So it's like, we're learning from here to here, and then all of a sudden you switch to another time. Like I never got that.
You know what I thought you were going to say? Because you're such a creative person. I thought you were going to say, because this is what I thought about when you brought it up. I thought you were going to say that you wish that they taught history like in theater, like in a theater class. So where people actually acted out.
Yeah.
But not like in a Shakespearean like theater way, but more in like a, like remember when we took a tour of Europe? And we were in Germany, I believe. And the guy was like, our tour guide was telling us about this history of like this particular structure that this like king built specifically. But he was telling us like if he was giving us Cheeseman, like if he was giving us gossip.
Yeah, yeah, that's
because
tight too.
Because it really is gossip, yeah. Right? Because it's like, oh, you know what? So he was married, but then he had this side piece, you know, because he had that side piece. People started finding out about it. And when they found out about it, they shunned him. So that's why when you look at this statue, the lion head is facing the other way because that represents shame. And you're just like, oh, shit. I never thought about it like that. You know,
no, that's awesome, too. What I was really trying to get at is because I don't learn history the way that it's taught, I think now moving forward, I think that, and talking about people's interests and stuff, I think history should be framed in the way of someone's interests. So for example, right? Taika loves to swim right now. We know that, right?
So we put history lessons at the bottom of the pool?
No. Oh. But we frame it from swimming. So the minute he starts swimming, then you go, hey, do you know when like the first person first learned how to swim before we needed floaties? And then you start expanding from there. Oh, cool. And the when was swimming in the Olympics? Oh, cool. During this time in the Olympics, that's
I'm so bored.
That's also when like, for us?
No.
Oh, that's when like Russia and America had was kind of like going through the Cold War. And then so you frame everything to it. So there's a point of reference and understanding from like what's going on. Because that's what's, what really interests me. Where like I learn about like the history of boxing or jiu-jitsu or something, or even like drumming or whatever, right? And I'm like, oh, I wonder how come they switched from like maple drums to like birch drums. And it's because during like World War II, they needed all the maple for the benches. So that's why they had to find another way to create this. Oh, cool. You know, like what we learned the other day.
Yeah, lowercase and uppercase.
Yeah, with a minuscule and majuscule. So like you learn things, and if you frame it in what interests you, then you kind of figure out how it all like ties together in a way that actually is meaningful rather than memorization.
Yeah. Yeah. And that also lends itself to more critical thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. On that note, I want to introduce our next sponsor. All right. And I'm so happy to introduce our next sponsor, HelloFresh. If you want to change your life, you want to save some time, you're still kind of hesitant to be out in public, then HelloFresh is right for you. You're going to get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your front door, you guys. It doesn't matter if what time you get home or if you're not going to be home that day. They deliver the box to your doorstep, but they have it in ice so nothing perishes. You can subscribe to it. And let's say you're going to take a week vacation. You can pause that week of delivery. They are so flexible and adjust to your lifestyle. What if you're vegan? What if you're vegetarian? Don't worry about it. They have recipes just for you. Well, oh, yeah. What? Wait, did you just say you have a big family?
Yep.
Don't worry. They got you covered. Oh, no, wait. There's only two of you. They got you covered there too.
You got meals for two, meals for four, meals for six.
Yes, I love it. And I've said this time and time again. I never cooked before this subscription.
No, she
like,
didn't.
I didn't like cooking. It no, was she very doesn't. it was very intimidating.
Yeah, intimidating.
But they come with instructions, easy to follow because, hey, I'm following them. And because of that, I was able to see how recipes are put together, created, finally, and then the final product. Wait, is this a dissing section? What no. the hell?
I'm just happy that through HelloFresh, you learn how
yes,
to cook.
Yes, I got way more comfortable in the kitchen, and I want to shout them out for that. But that's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to save you money because right now, for you guys listening, go to HelloFresh.com/80Bell and use the code 80Bell because you know why? I'm going to give you $80 off, including free shipping on your first box. $80? Who can't save $80 right now?
That's a lot of money.
I know I can. So make sure to visit HelloFresh.com for more details.
All right. And coming back in. What?
That was cute.
Oh, fine. Yeah. So like that's how I would have liked to
yeah.
learn history. I think like if like, let's say for me, like my interest as a kid was Kung Fu. I really, really loved Kung Fu, right? And then so if they were to like, oh, did you know like during Kung Fu, one of the times it was used the most was during like the Boxer Rebellion when they're trying to push out like the communist or like when they're trying to push out Imperial China, like that kind of stuff. I'm like, what? And then you watch movies on it and you're like, oh, that's so cool. And then like once you have that and you go, okay, so then you start learning how like Kung Fu was taught from like the Indian, they brought it to the Shaolin Temple. And then you expand on the world. I think I would have like been able to really immerse myself in history because it actually means something to me.
I don't know if that's how it works for me. I think I might need the tests and fucking the boring way.
Oh no, tests for sure. But even like one thing, like even when I watch like food channels, right? Like one thing of history that I learned on my own is it's passed through food, right? You go, oh cool, tacos. You think tacos are a Mexican thing.
Nuh-uh.
And then you go, wait, but tacos al pastor looks just like shawarma. And then you find out, oh, it's actually like this whole technology of cutting meat on a spigot, on a spinning thing, came from Spain. Oh, wait, but it's because of Spain were conquered by the Arabs. Oh, crazy. So there's this crazy connection between Arabic food. Oh, wait, tortillas do look like pita bread. Holy moly. And then, you know, then like.
Holy moly.
Yeah, so now you connect all this stuff together and you're like, oh, crazy, you know? And so like even if you taught history like through food like that, like I learned so much when there's like an actual purpose and you can feel and see the connection rather than, hey, you see that freaking weird guy that likes to wear Krusty the Clown collars? That's from the 1400s. You're like, okay, Krusty 14, Krusty 14, Krusty 14. I think I got it memorized, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. You're such a unique person for me that like, I think I need the traditional schooling.
You do?
Yeah, because like, I don't know. I don't think I learn the way you learn. I think I need it to be structured. I think I need it to be timed too, because like, I'm just going to be bored.
So you're not one of those people that like see a ravioli and then a dumpling and then go,
I don't care.
Wait a minute.
No.
Really?
Yeah, I don't care.
Wow. I remember when I
first. You're an info junkie.
When I first had that thought, I think I was maybe, maybe like third, fourth or fifth grade. And I was like, wait a minute.
But that's why you research so much shit.
And then I was like, oh shit, Marco Polo brought back pretty much all pasta technology from China on his way there. And I'm like, teach me that. So
yeah, I can learn
that Italian pasta came from freaking chow mein, you know?
Yeah, I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I don't think about shit like that. I'm more about human interactions, about emotions, about like art, stuff like that is really intriguing to me. So like, yeah, that's why for me, I think I just need regular schooling, because I'm like, if this wasn't here, I don't give a fuck about it. So I'm glad you're forcing it down my throat, because now I'm thankful, because in retrospect, I see how much I'm able to do these connections because of the shit I learned in the past that I'm like, I'm not going to use this shit. But then lo and behold, it pops up in my day-to-day life.
So public school does work. The format of public school does work.
I mean, it worked for me. And like,
it didn't work for me at all.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, you can't really say that about schooling. And I've always said this every time you guys were like, school was a waste of time. I'm like, not for me. I needed it.
Yeah.
Like I needed that structure, because then I needed
school too, just not that school.
Oh, well, because for me, then I'm just going to be like this hippy dippy, like, oh, let's just go with the flow. Let's go listen to the ocean and see like how that makes us feel. And then I'm like, oh shit, let's vibe to that. You know, and like that's.
I think I learned the TikTok way. You know how they're like, ever thought about why French fries are called French fries? Well, actually, they're Belgian.
You don't learn the TikTok way. You learn the movie way, because you like to dive deep, like from one like fact to the next, to the next, to the next. And you go down this rabbit hole. I learned the TikTok way.
No, but that's the TikTok way. I just need parts 1 through 100. But I need something that intrigues me and relates to me. Mm. So that's what I was saying with like, ever notice that the ravioli and dumpling are actually the same? And you're like, oh, what? Part 2. Yeah, it all started with Marco Polo and went to China and learn how to, you know, like make a calzone or whatever. And then you're like, oh, what? Part 3. You know what I mean? Like that's how I learn. Why I need to understand why it's relatable. What does it mean to me? And then I can attach the dates to the times and then the people, and I can have all the facts memorized.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
So
shit.
I learned like the TikTok way. If they taught things the TikTok way, that would help me out so much.
Yeah, no, I just like the here and the now. That's what I'm saying. Like school really helped me, because damn, I'd be like a fucking hippie. If I didn't have school right now, I'd probably be living out of a car, like just living my best life.
That's awesome.
What the fuck?
Well, I'm glad because like that means your tax dollars really went to you.
I think so.
Because tax dollars,
I'm grateful for tax school.
Tax dollars were a waste on me.
I don't think so. Maybe you would have been a fucking wild, wild boy if you didn't have any structure. I think maybe just unfortunately for your upbringing, it was too structured.
No, I think I do think I need structure. But if I went to one of those alternative schools, you know, like Montessori or one of those other things, I think I would have learned better.
I see.
Or TikTok schools.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I learned TikTok way, where I'm like, just give me little doses of it, like 60 seconds. I'm the person, like you're the one that likes to go down this rabbit hole, right?
Yeah.
I'm the person that likes to meet people like you, and I get the information from you. So I never have to do the homework.
Yeah.
This is me still cheating on my test. But
you kind of learned the TikTok way too.
Oh, I guess so. But I guess I meant my TikTok way is more like, give me little bites of it and then give me something new, because I don't want to hear about it for like a full on hour. Whereas for you, you can spend hours on something.
Well, how are you going to pass the test if you only know like 10% of
the knowledge? I'm going to sit next to you.
Oh, so you just want to cheat?
That's what it just said.
Oh, okay. I thought you were actually trying to learn.
No.
How's learning going to happen in that brain of yours?
Well, it does happen because I need it to be applicable in life, and then that's how it sticks, right? So that's why like a lot of these names and these dates and these little facts and shit, I don't give a fuck. If I get the big macro sense of the picture,
yeah,
then that's when it's applicable to me, and it just sticks. But like dates and stuff, like I could care less. I don't see it being useful for me and what I do. You know, maybe if I'm living a different life, then maybe it does count. But for now, I don't care.
I think you don't care because it hasn't been framed in the way that's important to you.
Possibly.
You know, like if someone started asking a question of like what's the rate of human learning? Then you're like, oh, wait, so these dates actually do matter because the last 1,000,000 years, we didn't really evolve that much. And then 100 years and 1,000 years, it'll start to evolve faster and faster and faster. Nah. Holy shit.
Nah, I don't care.
And then from like the year 2010 to 2020,
that's still your thinking.
We actually evolved a lot.
Well, I would. So then if someone asked me that, right, I'd be like, whoa, that's so interesting. What makes you ask that?
No, this is the test. You're saying you need tests still.
Oh,
so that's the test, right? So if the test asks those questions, it's going to make you study things from a different perspective.
I mean, yeah, but it's not something that it's going to stick to me is what I'm saying. I'm only going to learn it for the sake of passing that one thing, but it's not going to stick.
It's not going to stick because it doesn't make an impact. But I guarantee you, like, let's say if I was a history teacher, right? And my question is like, in England, who is the hoochiest of the hoes? And then like all of the questions are like juicy like this. Like, who was the motherfucker that everyone hated? You write it like that.
Joffrey.
You'll actually like remember it because you're studying it through chisme, you know, like, yeah. Oh, I remember that bitch got passed around. She went to fucking Vienna, Austria, and then she went to over here. No one wanted her ass.
Yeah.
You know, and then like who's the worst dancer, you know? And then you would actually like learn and it would stick in a different way.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if that's right. A lot of shit doesn't stick with me like that. Like, it just doesn't stick.
What do you know?
What do I know about what?
Just like,
I don't know shit. I just know human interaction. I just know when something feels right. I just know when people feel right. I know when I feel right or wrong. I'm a very feely type of person. That's why I keep calling myself a fucking hippie.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think school is actually good for you. I think you need to go to emotional school.
Maybe.
Where it's actually like,
I'm like an X-Men.
Yeah.
My superpowers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, because if that's your shit, right? Is feeling and understanding how people feel and finding harmony in that stuff. Like, why the fuck do you need to know about Henry Ford?
I didn't know this.
Fuck that fool, right?
I didn't know this about myself until years later.
But if there was like a whole school about like love languages, about how people feel, like what's another way of resolving insecurity and how anxiety starts and all that, that all that stuff might actually really apply to you. And you might be like, oh shit, like I'll actually thrive in this.
But then wouldn't that be something, isn't that what college is for?
Too late, buddy.
Is it?
Yeah. Because
I didn't think I knew this about myself in junior high or even in high school.
Because no one nurtured it.
Maybe that's true.
I mean, like a lot of people don't swim when they're 2 years old. Yeah. We nurtured that out of Taika.
So maybe that's why the system is kind of created this way, because we aren't being nurtured.
And because we're not aware. We're not aware. We don't have the time or the money. You know, it's like because some people, they have the money, but they don't give a fuck about their kids. They can't nurture it. And that's why I bring up our friend Jacob, where he's aware and he cares. And that's why he's able to nurture these things. And I think that's like the important thing, is being able to like feel what people want and then try to really help nurture those things.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's also unfortunate that people tire the fuck out of me. Isn't that funny? Like, I'm so intrigued. Like, I can sit at, and I know a lot of people can relate to this. Like, I can sit at a park and be highly stimulated and super entertained by just observing human interaction. Just by staring at it and like really learning from it. Like, I sit there and I'm just like the sponge. It's kind of my rabbit hole. You know, where you're like, well, this and this is relating with this. I'm doing the exact same thing, but just at that, in that capacity. So yeah. Yeah. I would just be in heaven just sitting there and just going like, that's awesome. But then when they interact with me and I have to like now talk back and like share thoughts, I'm like, holy fuck, I'm drained. Isn't that interesting?
I kind of like that too. Where I actually really fucking love fitness. Right. I love fitness and I love seeing what people are able to accomplish. Like the chicks that are super strong, guys that are like benching 600 pounds, people that get shredded or people that get really huge. I like all of that. Right.
Yeah.
And then so people that usually like that, they're like, oh, I can't wait till that fitness convention comes up. I'm gonna meet all these people. And I'm like, I don't want to meet anybody. I just want to stay home. But I'm a huge fan of fitness.
And is it because of the draining factor?
Yeah. Even like MMA, I fucking love MMA, right? And if I knew there's a party that someone's going to get me access to like 30 of my favorite fighters, I probably wouldn't even go, you know? But if they're like one-on-one, like, hey, Anderson Silva wants to have lunch with you, I'm like, let's fucking do it.
One-on-one,
but,
really?
But if they're like, Anderson Silva, GSP, everyone you think is going to be there.
I'm that's like, so interesting.
I'm like, damn, that sounds fucking crazy already.
Well, that's interesting. We're introverted in very different ways.
Really?
Because for me, one-on-one is when I release the most energy. Because now I'm focused on you and you're focused solely on me.
Yeah, and I love that.
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
No, because now I'm like forced to engage only with you and only listen to you. That's why I need my TikTok to be really, like, that's why I like learning in TikToks. Because it's 60 seconds max.
For me, if there's a person that I'm on, right? So it's almost like, you know, Taika's like favorite bubble toy from Disneyland? You got to press the bubbles and the bubbles are coming out, right? So when there's 10 people, I'm spraying in my bubbles at you. Then there's another person. From this person to the other person, bubbles are still leaking. So that's why I'm so drained. Because now I feel like my bubbles, half of it is just wasted on the room.
Mm.
Versus if I'm here, then I'm just directly pointing it at you the whole time. And then so even though I'm exhausted from being with this person, I had 100% deep connection. And that's how me, Joe, and Anthony became friends. Because it was just us two the whole time in Stanford in a car. And we became really close, really fast. Because just me and him all the time.
Mm.
We were with him during our TikTok tour in Australia. I didn't have that bond because it's like, ah! And then here's another person I'm trying to bond with. Ah! But between these two, I'm still on. And then so half of my energy is to the ether.
Oh, I see.
You know, so like,
I think because it's really fast, I'm really easy. It's easy for me to make connections with people. Like, because it's so fast, I can make really, really good connections in just minutes.
So you have a button that you can press the button and then release it. And then so yep. You're conserving in between.
That's why I like meet and greets a lot.
I don't have buttons.
Oh,
mine is the once my button, my bubble machine's on, it's constantly coming out.
Oh, no. I have buttons. That's why I enjoy meet and greets so much because I'm able to have deep connections with people, but like in short bursts. And I'm like, that was very fulfilling. All right, next. But now when it's like, it's just one person, then it's like all my energy has to go to this one person. I have to hear them. Now I have to talk about myself and they have to hear me. Like if anything, I just like hearing about them and cool, let's move on.
Oh, that's
it's my TikTok really again,
different.
Remember?
Yeah, because that's like,
so crazy. I didn't know you were like that.
You notice in like meet and greets, in between people, I'm dancing or I'm whatever because I'm on already. Because my motor's on. So like I'm talking to this person, right? And we're having a good time. We're connecting. If this person's leaving, this person hasn't come to meet me yet. I'm fucking around with you. I'm fucking around with Tyke because I'm already on.
Oh.
So if you turn my battery on, my bubbles are constantly just coming out. So I can't conserve my energy.
Well, I'm not conserving either, but I just enjoy sharing my energy with multiple people opposed to just one. That's like when you're saying, hey, can so-and-so come over for dinner or whatever? And I'm like, oh man, that's such a small group. Fuck, that's going to be so draining. Because I'm thinking about, I hope they're okay. I hope this is comfortable. Oh, is the air on okay? Are you okay? Do we want to do this? Like, I'm just thinking of too many thoughts to ensure that this person is having the best time of their life. Whereas if I know I only have a minute or two or maybe even 10 minutes with you, I'm like, cool. I don't worry about anything else. I can just focus on you and we're good.
No, for me, it's the more people, the more freaked out I am.
Oh, crazy. More people for me, I'm like, let's fucking go. Let me work the room.
That's why I actually like small groups.
Oh.
Like it's like, even if it's like let's say it's
I don't know everything about you. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like, let's say like Joe goes like, hey, you want to go on a hike? I'm like, yeah, let's go do it, right? And he goes, hey, can this person come? I'm like, okay. Can this other person come? I'm like, okay. Can this person come? I'm like, I don't want to go anymore. You know?
What?
Because I'd rather just go with you. Like, I'd rather just go with like two, maybe three people. I think honestly, tops is, so you are already part of me, so you don't count.
Huh? Wait, can we just stop there? Because I know something that does count.
A sponsor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And now to one of my favorite sponsors, Skillshare. They are an online learning community with thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people. I've learned how to decorate my home. I've learned how to really utilize my Apple camera when I'm trying to like do it for the gram, you know what I mean?
Because I just thought
like, yeah, I just thought it was point and shoot, but I didn't realize that there's like certain ways you got to face the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Or like how to mess with like the light that comes in, different angles, a slow-mo that you can utilize. There's just so many things that you can learn. You trying to write a book, It's going to teach you that you're trying to be better with time management. There's a class for you. And it's just so dope because it's like, we're at home anyway. Why not learn something? Why right now where you're like, damn it, I hate this job. I have to be stuck here. How do I leave now? Because the market is so shaky. Guess what? Become a commodity. You know, sharpen your skills, sharpen the tools that you have, and do what you finally want to be doing. I think this is the time for you to really stunt on what it is that you want to do. So make sure to visit Skillshare, because right now you guys are going to get 2 months of free premium membership. This is not the regular membership, okay? They're not being stingy with you. They're giving you 2 free months of premium membership at Skillshare.com/bill. So don't sleep on this. You're going to get 2 months. That's 60 days. You have no excuse here. Come on, y'all. So jump on it now. That's Skillshare.com/bill, BEAW. And we're back.
So okay. You already pardoned me, so you don't, so even, don't, so you don't count. No, you don't drain me at
you,
all.
I got you.
Yeah, so like for me, it's the most, I think, 2. Anything outside of that, I gotta get myself ready for it. Yeah.
Damn, nah. I love working, like, that's why I think I was so good with JK and like working the room when you guys wanted to do your own intimate shit. I was like, that's cool. I can talk to this person. I don't know that person. Cool. I can get to know them. I can have a deep connection. Cool. I'm out. And then I'm just like, you get a little. Okay, see ya. And I'm like, cool. I made positive impacts. Okay, let's go. And then at home, I'm like, but if you were to be like, hey, can we hang out with one other person? I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, no, one-on-one is best for me.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah. The minute it's 2 people, I'm like, oh my God. And then 3, I'm like, oh shit.
So how did you do that before? Because like you were always the one that wanted to be around a big group of friends, always.
Well, those guys are tight though.
Mm.
So if I already have an established group, that's way different. You know? Like the JK group, our JK News cast, we can go anywhere. I don't care. Even the full extended JKP, JK News, even bringing Julia, Blee, like the whole family together. We've already been connecting for years. That's different.
I see.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So I think that's just how I work, even in like life and in learning. Like I just like a lot in just a short amount of time, and I need something new. That's why I keep referring to fucking TikTok. Like I can't just sit there and like, I feel like I'm just dwelling on one thing and I'm like, holy fuck, this is draining. As fuck.
I like dwelling on one thing. I get to really learn and examine.
Oh, maybe that's why I'm so good with like barbell tasks. Cause it's like, there's so many different projects, and maybe that's why I'm good at producing too. Cause there's so many different things that require my attention, but at little moments at a time. And I like that cause it's constantly changing. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'll give you my 10, 20, 30 minutes. Cool. Next one. Cool. 10, 20, 30 minutes. Nice. Next one. 10, 30. Nice. Cool. I think that's why JK News for me works really well too. Cause it's like, you know, 20 minutes of one thing and I'm like, cool, done. Let's go to the next one. Let's fucking go. I can go for hours.
I think for me, I love being a detective. So I love learning things that aren't being taught. So even like, you know, when we're researching like our homes that we're looking at, I'll pull out a home, right? And I'm like, okay, so this is this much square footage for this price.
Oh God, I'm already out.
Yeah. And I'll pull that another one out. And I'm like, wait, how come this one's a little bit more than this one? And then I'm like, oh, wait a second. I think homes from this area are slightly more. Why are homes from this area slightly more?
Oh, Jesus.
And I look into it and I'm like, oh, it's because they have this view. Oh, wait, but how come this one's like a little bit cheaper? Oh, because it does have the same view, but then those schools aren't as good. Oh, and then I'm like, well, let me confirm that thought then. Let me look up 2 more homes that are exactly in this area in the same school district with the same view. Oh, wait, how come this one's like that? Oh, because this one wasn't built in 2020. So I like that. So the things that aren't, I like reading past what's being shown. So wow. I think that's why I like to like dwell into things. And I think that's probably why like I'm able to learn a lot. And also I think like come up with new shit because I see what's the underlying thing behind it.
I see.
Yeah, I remember when I first started like programming for myself for powerlifting, I was like, you know, like daily undulating periodization is like a very common thing now.
Oh yeah, totally.
It's a very common thing now, but I think in the beginning it was like, first I learned like West Side, right? And you have like certain percentages. It's a very specific program.
This sounds so funny. I'm so glad you're not a fitness guru. These are all jokes. This is great stuff.
Let me tell you a really funny joke. So they have max effort days and dynamic effort days. Percentages are way different. And then I started learning about like small off shake and all these things. And then I'm like, wait, they're all daily undulating periodization. Like all of them have a daily switch in the percentages that has a wave that achieves something at the end of 3 or 4 weeks. And I'm like, and people are arguing for no reason. They're all programmed with the same theory.
Yeah.
And that's when I started to go, I'm a coach. And that's when I started programming. And I started testing programs on myself, and I have a bunch of successful athletes. And that's when I started to like share these concepts with some of my best buds, Omar and Silent Mike. And that's how we created Kaizen. And like all of our programming thought process is the same.
That's tight.
Because I was able to learn like what's the theory behind it. You know, that's kind of like how I like to learn.
That's tight. No, for me, it's literally that. It's literally just consuming a lot, little pieces of a lot of things. And that's when I'm able to create my own thing, because I'm like, oh, okay, I've seen everything that exists. And I took a little bit of here, a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit here, but I don't really like any one of these. And now it's my own thing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And it's quite beautiful that like, I don't even know what this whole thing was about, but yeah, it's quite beautiful how much we complement each other. Like the more I discover about myself and about you, we're very polar opposites, but it's really cool because where I'm weak, you're super strong. And where you're weak, I'm super strong. That's tight.
Just very cute.
That's why we're in love. But damn, was it fucking hard. Because like the same shit that you're like, because like the same shit where you're like, this is how I learned. This is because you know how you said you're a detective.
Yeah.
You're also that way when we would fight. Yeah. You're the one constantly investigating where I'm like, bro, leave me the fuck alone. Let me fucking dwell and feel what I'm feeling.
That is how I fight. Because I remember like, let's say a conflict would arise. And then like I would see a specific like 3 factors in this circumstance, right? And then the fourth one is in question. And I'm like, wait, but these four factors happened exactly the other day. How come you weren't mad there? And you're like, I don't fucking know. And I'm like, oh, there's a fifth factor. I'm like, okay, so I'm looking for the fifth factor now. And then I'm like, oh, wait, so those two have the same commonality. But what about 2 months ago? I remember these. And you're like, I don't remember these fucking factors. I'm like, but I do. So I'm like, I'm trying to like figure out the commonality. Because for me, I'm really trying to solve the problem, right? So I'm always like isolating variables and figuring things out. And then, so that's how my brain learns. And for you, it's like, no, it's very circumstantial. It's how I feel and based off these things. And I was just like, and I think that's, I'm like, I don't understand what you're talking about.
You're definitely math. And I'm definitely like the arts.
I'm definitely math and science based. 100%.
Yeah. I'm definitely the arts over here. That's so interesting. Wow. I don't know if you can hear this in my voice, but I'm pretty mind blown that I've learned this about you.
That's cute. Me too. Cause I learned about myself. I didn't realize that's even how I learn is literally even how I fight with you.
That's literally how you live.
That's how I live. That's even how I live and plan.
Okay. All right, y'all. On that note, we're going to end it here. Thank you guys so much for listening. This was such a cool podcast to be a part of. I feel like I'm like a guest right now because I'm just learning so much. But I want to also thank our sponsors. All right, so thank you to Best Fiends. Make sure to download Best Fiends. That's friends without the R, okay? So make sure to download it for free on Apple App Store or Google Play. Again, that's Best Fiends. It's friends without the R. All right, and thank you to HelloFresh. Make sure to go to HelloFresh.com/80Bale. That's 80 Bale. And use code 80 Bale to get a total of $80 off, including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply, but just make sure to visit HelloFresh.com for more details. And also thank you to our sponsor, Skillshare. Make sure to explore your creativity and get 2 free months of premium membership at Skillshare.com/Bill. That's 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. Skillshare.com/Bill. And also shout outs to our sponsor, Barbell Brigade. We're doing something really, really dope for the month of September. Make sure to check it out because we are giving away $1,500 worth of apparel and supplements. So check it out because we are doing this campaign called the Golden Ticket, where we're going to put 3 golden tickets and a random package that you guys order. So you guys can order as often as you want to win that money. So make sure to check it out because it's going to be going on for the whole month of September.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.